Whenever you hear a reading at church or at the Mass, or when you read the Bible, if you ever read it yourself, there's three things that we're supposed to do whenever we hear the reading or read the Bible. One is we're supposed to understand what was Jesus saying to the people at his time. What was he trying to tell them? That's the first thing we want to know. What was Jesus doing at that time? So we got to kind of put ourselves back in that time. I remember I talked to you last time about when back in Jesus' time, they didn't have any electricity, they didn't have any water running, they didn't have any toilets in the house. You had to go outside to go to the toilet. I know. So imagine what Jesus' life was like with the people there. The second thing we got to do whenever we hear a reading is after we figure out what was Jesus saying to his people, to his friends, and the people around him, what is Jesus saying to us now? I mean, Jesus lived like 2,000 years ago, and yet we read stuff from him all the time. So what is he telling us now? And then thirdly, after you understand, well, what is he saying to me? You figure out kind of, how am I supposed to do what Jesus asks of me to see? So let's start with the first one. What was Jesus saying back in those days? As you heard in the gospel, he told his disciples, his apostles, to go out two by two and go out to the villages and preach that God is here. Preach that you should come back to God. But he told them not to take anything. So let's imagine in your minds, if you came home from school today and your parents said to you, okay, we're going on a trip, get in the car, let's go. You didn't pack anything, no food, no clothes. They just said, we're going, let's go. Wouldn't you be kind of excited and scared at the same time? Like, where are we going to go? And then you go, uh-oh, I didn't bring anything to eat. So let's think about what was Jesus doing by sending those people off. What kind of message was Jesus giving? I wrote down a few things. One is that things must be urgent. It must be a message that you have to tell right away. If your parents, if you came home from school and your parents got in a car, let's go right now. It must seem like it's really important. We got to go. So he was trying to tell the people, while I'm here on earth, what I have to say is really urgent and important. The second thing by not taking anything with us is he's trying to tell them the things on the earth don't matter as much as you think. So your special blankie, your special stuffed animal, that you think you can't live without. You got to have it. Jesus is saying even those things are not important as you think. Your relationship with Jesus and God is what matters. So by not taking that stuff that you need, you're not attached to anything. Here's the most important reason why he sent them out with nothing. If you got in your car, your parents took you someplace, you'd have to depend on somebody else to give you food. What if they didn't take any money with you? You'd have to give you food. You'd have to go visit somebody that you knew to take you in. You had to depend on other people. And so Jesus was telling his people back then, when you bring my message, part of my message is we need each other. It's not just that God loves you and he'll forgive your sins, it's you need each other to see. The other thing is, if you got in the car and you didn't have anything, you'd be just like a poor person. And Jesus had a special love for the poor. And so if you came to visit somebody with nothing, people would take you in if you were poor because God loves you better that way. The final thing is that when you would leave, where you were going were more important than you. So Jesus' message was, the message is not about us. It's about God's love. So if you didn't take anything with you, you wouldn't be worried about all that stuff. So that's why Jesus sent them out, for all of those reasons. So what's the second thing that I told you to think about? What's he telling us now, 2,000 years later? What's he telling us? Because we're not going to do that. We're not going to go home and your parents are going to say, get in the car, we're going to go. That's not going to happen. So what is he telling you that you can take right out of today, out of this Mass? Well, what he's telling us today is something that was best said in a prayer from St. Teresa of Avila. This is what she wrote. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes in which he looks, compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on the world. Christ has no body on earth now but yours. So what Jesus is saying right now to us, you are Jesus. You are responsible for being Jesus to others. You are his hands and his feet and his eyes. So it's your job to be nice to people. It's your job to be good to each other. It's your job to be forgiving of each other if someone does something. It's your job that when somebody comes and knows and visits you, they leave happy. They know that you're a good person and you're trying to be good. So that's what he says to us today. He said, I'm sending you out because I'm going to be leaving. I'm not on earth anymore. So it's up to you to be me. And that's our job every minute of our day. So think about it the next time you want to do something that's not right. You want to lie or you want to steal something or take something or be mean to somebody. You are the eyes, the ears, the feet, the hands of Jesus. That's what he's trying to tell us today. And then finally, how are we supposed to do that? What are we supposed to do? That's another simple, and another little Teresa told us this today. You know that our Lord does not look at the greatness or the difficulty of an action, but at the love with which you do it. What then do you have to fear? Sometimes we think being Jesus is really hard because we have to say, oh, we got to be good all the time. Oh, I got to be nice all the time. That's hard. And the other St. Teresa said to us, it's not how hard it is. It's not how difficult it is. Jesus is not asking you to do difficult things. He's asking you to do small things with love. So that if something's really hard, but you're really trying, God loves that because you're really trying. And that's what Jesus said to us, and that's how we're supposed to do it. We're not supposed to look at the end. We're supposed to look at how we're doing it. Sort of like baking bread. We're not supposed to look at the end of the bread. We're supposed to say, did we have fun baking it? Jesus wants you to, out of love, try to be good to everybody. Try to be good to each other. That's how we're supposed to do it. So I want to challenge you guys that next time you hear a reading, I want you to think about those three things. What was Jesus saying to the people, his apostles or whatever? Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's pretty difficult. Then what is he saying to us, to me, when I read that? And then finally, how am I supposed to do it? And I'll tell you, no matter how it comes out, it's always going to end up being out of love. Because God is love. So it's not, again, what you have to do, but the love that you do it with. So try today to take that into your hearts and be a little bit happier and be a little bit nicer to each other.